I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, guys. What's good?
Drew's our friend, and he's on our show.
Great intros.
Correct. Correct.
Chips. Potato chips, 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 chips.
I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips, chips, chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Drew, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us how do you know us?
Yeah.
My name is Drew Pickwick. I am a stand-up comedian. It's true.
I'm already laughing.
at the fact that I go by that title?
No. No. I'm just saying you're funny. He's a funny guy, everyone.
Yeah. You know, it's been said.
He is.
I've made crowds of people laugh.
You have.
That's a power.
Including
crowds,
us.
Yeah. I am a film studies major and a history minor.
Hey, me too.
I have
Except not history.
Hey, I got a history minor. Give me a high five. What kind of history?
I did a first year class. That was the first essay I ever wrote in university, and I didn't know what I was doing.
What did you say?
It was like colonial Latin American history. It was a book called To Be a Slave in Brazil. And I read it, and I was like, all right, well.
Here goes.
Let's synthesize this. And I remember the professor said, did you read the book? That was her comment.
Oh, my God.
Was, did you actually read the book? Because it seems like you didn't read the book. And I was like, I don't know how to write these papers. I don't know what it was you wanted from me. Do you guys think the word copacetic is a big word?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
By big word,
do you mean like an
Because I've been using it,
vocabulary.
And a friend of mine is like, oh, look at you with your copacetics.
Okay. Well, if someone said, would someone point it out if you said it in a sentence? I think I would. No, I wouldn't.
Well, you probably wouldn't point it out, but maybe in your head you'd be like, okay, who are you trying to impress there?
Okay, someone's a history minor.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you're a history minor because our theme today, you're going to be our kind of guide through this theme.
Okay.
Australia.
So let me ask you this, Drew. Uh-huh. Have you ever been to Australia?
Nope.
Have you ever tried Vegemite, though?
No.
Do you have any desire to go to Australia?
Not really.
Do you even like the song Land Down Under by Men at Work? When pushed.
You got to catch me on a day.
Okay, got it. And
I find like a lot of Canadians don't really like.
Australians?
Have you guys?
Not Australians. Whoa, I wouldn't say that writ large, but maybe the concept of Australia.
I think.
What?
I think a lot. It does get a lot of flack. Because
there's all the
Australians
the drinking
everywhere.
And the bungee jumping and
too much bungee jumping.
Way too much bungee jumping.
Yeah.
There's one thing in common about Australians and Canadians bank wise. We
that?
Both have plastic money.
And
I think that's enough. I think
and
what else? And our inflation rates are the same.
How do you feel about the Commonwealth?
I don't know.
What's your favorite Commonwealth
I think
country?
It's okay. It lets you travel a little bit more, right? And, like, work. Mm-hmm. You kind of, like, work. And I guess, I don't know. My grandma went to the UK from Jamaica because of the Commonwealth, but then they also had slaves, and that's why her family was in Jamaica to begin with.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. I could take or leave it. Do I? Yeah, I don't know. I don't love the Queen.
Yeah.
No.
That's the next question.
Lizzie too?
Yeah.
Not a huge fan.
What do you think would be the best like royal title in front of your name? Duke, Duchess.
I saw something. John Tory has a weird name.
Like
is
Esquire?
He vaguely royal?
No, because I was reading like a catalog for TIFF.
Okay.
And they have like the prime minister and the premier. And then it goes to the mayor. And it's like his, oh my God, what's his name? Oh my God, what is it? What is the, how do they refer to him? Because you know how you say like the right honorable for the prime minister?
Oh, yeah, right.
It's like that, but it's like.
Weirder.
Shove it up.
Oh yeah, here it is. This is what you call them. Get a load of this. His/her worship.
No.
Yes.
A mayor?
For a mayor. Mayor of a city or a town. His or her worship. Mayor, first name or last name, city hall.
That's really
your
weird.
Worship. Your worship.
Yes, your worship.
Get the fuck out of here. That's John like, Tory, my worship. Never in my life.
That's like an emperor or something. That's
his,
like not a
his
mayor.
Worship.
That's really weird.
Never.
That's so stupid.
Never. You know what? That was worth looking up because it was like His Excellency, but worse.
It's
yeah.
Worse.
Yeah.
It sounds like more like higher.
In your face?
No, like higher level
higher
than
brow.
His Excellency.
Yeah, his, yeah. Like the Pope.
Or her Excellency.
You
yeah.
call the Pope his, your worship.
Worship. No.
You call him Mr. Pope.
Francis.
Do you want to know the two chips we're having today?
I don't know anymore.
Okay, we got two chips sent in from our friend from Australia.
Thank
okay.
you, Megan.
Thank you, Megan. There are two types of Pringles.
Pringles.
First one being Pringles meat pie. And
what will the they think of
second
next?
One is Pringles chicken salt.
For Aussie those of you favorites. Who don't know, chicken salt is a flavoring that is extremely popular in Australia. It's like an herb seasoning with salt.
And chicken in it. There's
and
actual
it also
chicken in
contains
it.
It's like
chicken.
Bouillon?
I guess so.
Yeah. But they put
it's
it
like,
on everything.
It's like they rubbed bouillon cubes on these chips.
Yeah. I take it they it's really like salt.
It's a chip with a bouillon cube on it.
These ones
some
don't.
I'll take it.
Or some Maggie.
I would definitely have a Knorr chip.
Oh, same.
Oh,
I love Knorr.
Drew, I'm going to open this chicken salt Pringle. You're going to give it a whiff and let me know your thoughts.
Give it.
Actually,
don't take it.
You pop it open and give it a whiff.
Oh.
I don't know. It's, I don't know. I don't know. It smells like... Like soup you'd get in a some sort of like commercial kitchen, like a hospital.
Like a Knorr like, type of thing?
No.
Like worse than Knorr?
It doesn't have
worse than Knorr.
It doesn't
Excuse
have
me.
The homely kind of loving smell that you get
right.
with Knorr.
Right.
This is cold and industrial.
They smell like Mr. Noodle.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
They do.
You wanna give that a whiff?
They
smell good to me.
I get the industrial
it's impersonal.
Kitchen. Yeah.
It's a very impersonal kind of smell.
It is impersonal.
Can I try one?
Chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Mmm. So salty. Put
I love chicken salt.
This is going to be hard to beat. I'm saying that already. It's going to be hard to beat.
So good.
Wow. Chicken salt is amazing.
I'm highly into these.
What if I was vegetarian, by the way? You guys really...
He's not vegetarian.
Took a gamble. Chicken salt chips are vegetarian?
Yep.
And the meat pie chips are also vegetarian?
Yeah.
What? Can I open the meat pie ones? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to wait?
No, go for it. I have some questions afterwards.
You want? Mm-hmm.
You popping it?
Drew, when did you have your big break?
You tell me. Right now.
How do those smell?
As I popped the meat pie flavored Pringles.
Oh, I can smell them from across
disgusting.
The studio.
Of course.
Really?
Oh no. But you know what? The smell's really bad at the beginning and then it kind of like dissipates.
Mm.
And
then there's
something else that comes.
Oh. What?
Something else good?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. It's like a stale meat. It's like a stale meat smell.
Oh, it smells so
smell that
bad.
Good.
Should we chips?
Yeah, for sure.
Chip cheers.
I gotta have so many.
Santé.
You can taste the onion and tomato.
You can taste it all. You can even taste a little flaky crust.
That's impressive simulation.
I'm not feeling that.
Those are pretty gross, though. Okay, you want to know a bit of Australian slang? You want to try and guess and know what these things mean?
Let's do it.
Okay. Ankle biter.
Ooh, someone really annoying.
Like a little kid.
Oh, you're right. It's a small child.
So we're both right.
Cobber?
Cobber?
Cobber.
A cobber? Like, can you use that in a sentence, please?
I'm going to go meet my cobber.
My employer.
It's like someone you're close to.
It's your friend.
Yeah.
Cat lunch.
What we're eating right now.
Yeah. Pringles meat pie.
It's a sandwich. Dead horse.
When you've talked about something too much.
Yeah, I agree.
Tomato sauce.
What?
It means tomato sauce. I thought that was quite a weird one.
Wait, what's your source on these?
It's like AustralianSlang.com or something.
Dead horse?
Incredible.
Dead horse?
Dead horse.
Okay.
Doodle?
Penis.
You're right, though. It is penis.
I was going to say tail.
And liquid laugh.
Oh, like any alcohol.
Like
beer.
Like someone who's like, drinks a bit much. But it's a good time.
It's vomit.
Liquid laugh.
I think I'm going to start using. Oh, lizard drinking.
Lizard drinking?
Yeah.
Like when you're like really dry and you like finally get a drink. You're lizard drinking.
Lizard drinking? When you're drinking in the desert.
It means that you're busy. I don't.
Maybe because like lizards always have to drink.
Do they? I thought they were like.
Know.
I don't think what? They do. Ocean or desert?
Like what do I prefer?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to the desert.
Which one do you hate more?
Where would you rather die? I'm just kidding.
The ocean. No. Well, how far into the ocean?
Wait, not dying. Just for fun.
Just what do you like more?
I've never been to the desert. I don't know. I think I want to go to the desert.
The outback, you mean?
Mm.
No. I want to go to, like, New Mexico on the highway.
No. You're in Australia, buddy.
Really? No, do I have to be?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
I guess the ocean, because then you're by like a city. And the outback, you'd be by like
dingoes.
Oof. I don't know.
Woof, if you know what I mean.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. What do you do in the Australian outback?
I think you just survive.
It seems horrible. I don't know.
Yeah, you're lizard drinking.
Yeah.
I don't like going
busy.
To like.
You're just so busy.
No, I mean, like, you really are lizard drinking. What do I? I don't know what I mean.
Lizard drinking means busy.
Yeah, you're busy trying to find your way out. For sure.
Okay.
I guess the ocean.
Did you know that wombat poo is shaped like a cube?
So Saf just messaged me. I didn't know that. I didn't eat a ton of chips when I was there, if that helps. Like, I don't know how good of a resource I could be.
Doesn't matter. We would just want someone who's been to Australia.
Set foot in that country.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say they...
Don't care.
Just... They wanted... I didn't eat a lot of chips. Why is he saying I didn't eat a lot of chips while I was there? What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Saffy, come on.
Talk... To
Vegemite sandwich.
One who lived
what
there.
You should say that one.
Another little piece of Australian trivia. In 2005, the Australian government issued a ban on saying the word mate at Parliament House, which lasted for 24 hours before it was overturned.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate.
You can't, don't try to stop the hustle. You know what I mean? If that's how you live...
Then that's
you're not going to stop.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, no, but I mean, like, there's some things you should stop saying, right? Maybe if it's,
yeah.
if it's hurtful or, like, bad
but
for the world. But mate's fine.
Mate's fine.
Mate's
but, if you're, but if you're like, my friend Jamal was using the word mate a lot, that had to stop. That wasn't cool. Because he was doing it in a horrible, he was like, he'd say, like, hey, you want to go get a weensy pint, mate?
Oh,
like the way I say
pint,
it. He said, no, but he wouldn't do it. He would, hey, mate, yeah, let's go get a weensy pint. And then he
what
said it all the time.
What is a weensy pint? Like a little pint?
the fuck knows? They said all the time. And that had to stop. That was a problem.
Yeah.
So maybe not Australian Parliament.
Different game.
It's a different ball game. You know?
Yeah.
That's like in Saskatchewan Provincial Parliament. If you wanted totally. Them to stop saying, all right, guy. You know, like
that's it's not going to happen.
They have to say it. It's their culture.
That's how they get the decisions made. You know what I mean?
We're going to pass this bill here today, guy. You betcha.
Do you want to know some didgeridoo facts?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, so the exact date of when the didgeridoo was created is not exactly known, but it's at least 1,500 years old.
Oh.
Good.
Obviously developed by Indigenous Australians. Jamiroquai, the famous recording artist, started off as a didgeridoo band before his didgeridoo artist person in his band left the band, and they never replaced him.
Hmm.
So they transitioned out of didgeridoo music to pop music.
Wow, what a great move for them.
And that
really changed
worked.
The course of their own histories with that move.
That changed the course of world history, probably.
And here's my favorite fact. In 2005, the British Medical Journal found that learning how to didgeridoo helps reduce snoring and sleep apnea.
No
way. And so it was,
way.
It was a recommended.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Is that a peer-reviewed study?
I should think.
The Journal of what?
Medicine? Medical Journal.
That's not verified.
A didgeridoo can also be from 1 to 3 meters long. So that's pretty big. What's the best thing that happened to you this week?
The best thing that happened to me this week?
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents were in town.
What'd you do with them?
And they came to see me do some comedy. That wasn't the best thing that happened to me.
That's pretty good, though. Did it get awkward?
Oh, have you done stand-up comedy in front of your grandparents before? Is that an exciting thing for you?
How did they react? Did they not like it?
They were fine with it, I think. They just wanted to know what it... They wanted to see it,
yeah,
I think.
They wanted to laugh.
Because they're like, he's doing this. This is such a... Like, first off, why? How? And okay, let's see it.
What did your grandparents say when you first told them that you were doing stand-up comedy?
They're fine. They're like, okay. But they're from Saskatchewan, my grandparents.
Oh, so they say guy.
They were like, you're a funny guy. You can do this.
My grandpa was like, I like your style. That's what he said.
That's sweet.
That's a good grandpa words.
Where from Saskatchewan? Where in Saskatchewan?
Saskatoon. Is there anywhere else, baby?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Have you been to Saskatoon?
Many times. Fifth Street. They live on Fifth Street.
All right,
I'm not giving out the address.
I wouldn't ask you.
Look them up.
The Picklicks.
Yeah.
Picklicks.
My grandpa's
Saskatoon.
Peter Picklick of Saskatoon, not to be confused with Peter Picklick of Manitoba.
Right. There
who,
is another.
Who is also a musician and has albums. And is
a didgeridoo player?
I think fiddle. I don't know if he's been to Manitoba. I'm sure he has.
Well,
it's
not
so close.
I've never
by.
Been to Manitoba.
Okay.
Have you?
No.
Have you?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to Winnipeg.
Doing what?
Hanging.
In the airport?
With who?
With my friends, downtown Winnipeg. I don't know what to tell you.
Winnipegians?
Yeah, it was the dead of winter. It was like minus 40 degrees.
in high school?
I think you're bullshitting us. I don't believe this story. These are very vague, just general Winnipeg.
I think it was
cold, and I was downtown with friends.
You know, on the main street.
Yeah. We walked around. I saw some birds.
The furthest west I've ever been is Ontario. What? Where Winnipeg is?
No, I got a picture of Winnipeg on my IG.
I don't buy it.
Oh.
As I was leaving. Beautiful
oh, you
sunset.
Have a picture of Winnipeg on your phone. Mm. How do I verify that that's Winnipeg? That's a picture of a car in snow.
It was a plane, Drew.
Let me see it again.
Well, now you're going to be like, I don't want you to go deep into it because you're going to be like, how can I tell it's just an airport?
Uh-oh.
Safi.
Thank God, Safi.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Safi.
This is Sophia and
Zoe,
and Drew. We're talking, well, and me, Drew. And we're doing a podcast about
potato chips.
And Australia.
And Australia.
Potato chips and Australia, or specifically potato chips in Australia?
All.
Yeah, from Australia. We have Pringles. We have meat pie Pringles and chicken salt flavored Pringles.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
They had some questions for you about
Australia.
Australia.
So, Safi, have you been to Australia?
Yeah, I was there. I lived there for a year, and I did the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Whoa, what was that like?
It was awesome. It's great. It's a huge festival, but it's sort of going from doing open mics in like a big city here to going there where everybody wants to go to shows all the time, and every show is packed. It was amazing.
So they like funny.
Do they like life more in Australia?
Do they like what?
Do they live life more in Australia? Do they like living?
Do they like living?
More than we do.
I actually feel like what a lot of people find despicable about Australians, like stereotypes of them internationally, stem from the fact that Australians have like a pretty intense joie de vivre.
Wow. Interesting take
on it. I think it's
it.
True, because I said, because my issue with them is the drinking and bungee jumping. And now that you're putting it in those terms, it does sound like I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, that's true. I remember that you, when you and I were doing Arts and Laughs, whenever we would talk about Australia, you would always say, oh, I hate how much they smile. Like, did that really
Wow.
Mean? Did true. I say it was true. How much they smile? I didn't say that.
Wow, the truth comes out.
I wouldn't say I hate how much they... It's not how much they smile. It's their...
It's just their happiness.
The frequency.
No, it's
just how easy
I think they're a little cavalier. Maybe that's it. I think they're a little bit, you know, they visit the world, but they don't see the world. You know what I mean? They don't see it.
I actually think it's just that they come from a place where people are so about saving the day. Because, like, every nation whose tourists go places has people who get really drunk. But the rest of us go places and get really drunk and get kind of sad and quiet, whereas Australians go places and just have this it's impossible deal for life.
Do you think it's...
And that's why we're all like, oh, they're so loud.
I remember I was in France once, and it was Bastille Day, and I was staying in a hostel with this Australian girl, and we took her out with us, and I was meeting mutual friends of mine and their family, and she was very judgy of the culture because she thought 14-year-olds shouldn't smoke at dinner. And, you know, I thought that was a little bit, judgy on her part. I said, it's their culture that 14-year-olds smoke at dinner and drink wine.
It's French.
And it's also Bastille Day.
Chicken salt.
A national holiday. So how dare you? I remember thinking that.
What do you have to say about that? That story.
Well, Safi, can I ask you this?
I love that when I feel about that story is that I think that it's an interesting story because it's interesting to see a case where someone can denigrate two cultures, one by defending and one by saying.
I'm not I'm just an observational person.
Have you been there?
No.
None of us have been. I don't know why we're even doing this podcast.
What was your biggest culture shock going to and coming back from Australia?
I think the biggest culture shock I had was a lack of culture shock. And I know that sounds weird, but I went there sort of being like, I'm going there for a year. I have to be ready for all the weird emotions of not only feeling culture shock, but that sense of like, I've committed to being here for a year. I'm trapped in this. Like, deal with
right.
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, once I got over the jet lag, which was unbelievably extreme, I sort of, it felt a little surreal how much I was like, I'm just in Canada.
Hmm.
It was so similar at first. Then, and I think it's also because I'm a white person, it's like that. I think like an Asian person goes there and immediately gets attacked by many, 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 many races.
Check your privilege. Check your privilege.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm checking my privilege live on the air. I know this is a podcast.
Do you think that Australians are potato people?
Do I think that they're potato people?
As in?
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, do they like potatoes?
Like, they're made out of potatoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
As much as Americans are Canadians, though. Like, they just like starch.
Right.
They like French fries and mashed potatoes and all that kind of stuff.
Potato people.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, you mean like they consume a lot of potatoes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't
know. Like, Mr. Potato Head is where my head went.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That country is
you
just.
You thought she was asking if they look like potatoes?
No.
Yeah, I thought it was like a weird dig at Australians. Like, they're a bunch of like bulbous potato people.
With interchangeable faces.
Yeah, with interchangeable faces. Yeah. With big red lips.
That's why you can't trust them, because you never know who's
who. Safi, riddle me this. Can you ask us a question about potato chips?
Can I ask you a question about potato chips?
Mm-hmm.
Are all chips that are formatted like potato chips, technically, do they fall under the umbrella of potato chips?
Okay. Mm. We're not going to tell you this over the phone because we're going to have to discuss it and figure out the answer.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's par for the course, but great question.
But it makes it easier to discuss, to put it very specifically. I'm asking, do beet chips and zucchini chips and all that shit, do they get to go on the shelf with the potato chips at the groceries?
Okay. Mm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that is a good question.
Okay, that does narrow it down.
You know what? I think if you went into a metro, you might find that out, but...
He's not asking Metro.
He's not asking
He's
that.
Asking he, us.
He's asking the professionals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, yeah, for it. Today, is us.
Okay. Are you good, Safi? Do you need to go back to work or you want to hang out?
I should probably go back to work. I am curious, but you said you have meat pie Kringles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to save you some?
I just want to know if they're good.
No, they're not.
They smell
really,
like cat food.
They're really not good.
And they taste much like cat food, too.
All right. Wow.
Okay. Thank you so much,
Safi.
Yeah, thanks for calling me.
That
was great.
Talk to you soon.
Good luck tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
What a sweet Safi.
So that was comedian Asaf Gerchak, stand-up comedian.
In Toronto, Ontario.
In Toronto, yep.
Coming at us with the hard-hitting questions.
Let me answer it very bluntly.
Sometimes.
Sometimes is
That's
the
what
answer.
I was thinking too. That's what
to the other
vegetable chips,
get to be categorized as potato chips,
yeah.
or live with potato chips.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, are Australians
potato people?
Potato people.
One could argue.
Are they sweet potato people?
Are they sweet potato people?
They're sweet people, you know.
Yeah, but do they?
You know what? I've realized if this show does well, I could get a free trip to Australia. So. Let's say
I actually love Australians
and all that they've contributed to the
world. Free trip to Australia. I want that too.
What's your reach? What's your audience reach? I don't know.
A lot of Australians.
The mayor of Australia. His worship.
His worship. who's a famous
His worship
Australian
Kylie Minogue,
politician.
Keith Urban. Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Keith Urban. Keith Urban, for sure. He's kind of like an ambassador, if you will, cultural.
Mm-hmm. The only Australians I know are Australians who are popular in America. If you're not doing it big in America, who are you really?
Exactly. Boom.
Yeah, but let's answer that question.
The answer is sometimes.
The answer is sometimes. Sometimes depends on where you go. It depends on the taste of the nation, and that's how you're going to get that answer.
The taste of the nation?
Yeah.
What? What the fuck does that mean? The taste of the
you
nation?
You know exactly what it means.
I have no clue what
it means that some
say.
You know, some stores want their veggie chips on the same aisle and shelf. And
some people separate them. Some people put that in the health food section.
Some people put that in the organic food section. Some people don't stock them at all.
You're going to have to talk to an individual rep per grocery store.
I feel like Safi would have loved to know that.
Let's choose a winner. We have Pringles, chicken salt, and Pringles meat pie flavor. Does anybody want a second go at any of the second? Who am I kidding?
We're going to have to say good day to one of them.
Good eye.
And wait, is that a hello? So that's like the winner.
And we're
going to
say put the shrimp on the barbie to another.
Okay.
So wait, is good day like...
Good day is winner. Is
but good
winner.
Day is like aloha, right?
Yeah.
It means hello and goodbye.
That's right.
Oh.
So you could say good day and like... Yeah. Like we're going to say a little oomph and like get out of here.
Yeah, okay.
And then we're going to say put the shrimp on the barbie for like let's rock and roll.
Okay.
So,
is that the opposite of what you meant?
No, there? I think that's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So Pringles and Pringles. Good day, put the shrimp on the barbie.
Chicken salt.
Yes.
And good day, meat pie.
Drop
the
bear out of here.
Good day.
Meat pie out of here.
Good day.
Get out of here.
Good eye. Good eye. That ain't a Pringle.
That does smell like cat food.
I only took one.
But you know what? It smells like wet food, which is nice.
Yeah. It's definitely like the a friendlier nicer of variety the cat food. Of cat food. Yeah. Sure.
Your cat likes you more if you feed it wet than like dry food.
Fluffy cat in the commercial.
My godmother has a cat 19 years old.
It's a 19-year-old cat.
Only eats wet food.
For sure. Well, it doesn't have any teeth left.
It's good on the tract.
No, it's got teeth.
Digestive Smoothie, tract.
Liquid diet.
No, it's because it's like a pension plan. It's like you get to a certain age, you don't have to eat the dry shit anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's shelling out for the wet.
Right.
Everyone else is paying for the wet. I am always nervous when I have to watch your cat because I am afraid that it will die on my watch.
Well, 19 years old. Like
that's an old cat.
That's an old cat.
Yeah. It terrifies me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming,
Drew. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
We are your hosts and producers,
Sophia LaPage
and Zoe Robertson, and our very special guest today has been
Drew Pickwick. You can find me on Instagram at Drew_Pickwick, spelled P-I-C-K-L-Y-K, or Twitter, which I don't use, at Drew_Pickwick.
Our audio engineer was
Deanna
Didi
Morano.
This was recorded at
Eggplant Picture and Sound. Our theme song
is
by
Fez
Gielin.
This was a Sumo Audio production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.